Welcome on the call tonight. Welcome on the call tonight. Tonight is a night of prayer, and I pray that you had a good week last week and you're ready to come in and to pray. Once again, welcome. The Holy Spirit instructed me to pray in the Spirit tonight and to pray the names of God. So tonight, if you know how to pray in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit. If you don't know how to pray in the Spirit, I am going to be calling out the names of God and give you what they mean in English out of the Hebrews form, and then you could pray as such. But tonight, we're going to be interceding for the nations of the world, I believe. But we're going to be doing it in the Spirit, or families, or friends, or neighborhood. We're just going to pray in the Spirit. And if I'm praying in the Spirit, and if there's no interpretation to what I'm praying in the Spirit, I'm communicating to the Father God. And tonight, as we stated, is the supernatural prophetic house of prayer. And what the word supernatural means, it is nothing in the natural. And it's coming from the supreme being, which is God Himself, and the Holy Spirit bringing it to pass here in this earth. So we are here as representatives of the Father God Himself. So tonight we will move strategically in the Spirit. And as I say once again, tonight we will pray in the Spirit. If you know how to pray in the Spirit, then you'll proceed. If you don't, you'll pray in English, and we will be praying the names of God tonight. Hallelujah. So before we do that, intercede in that form, let's go and welcome the Holy Spirit here in this place tonight. Father God, as we close our eyes tonight, your word is clear, Father. Let me open it up, Lord, because I believe your word tonight is a spirit, and those that worship you must worship you in spirit. I believe that you and your word is one, Lord. So I just felt in my heart to open up the scriptures. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. Tonight, if anyone hurts you and you believe that you've been hurt, ridicule, or any shape or form, and you have never done that, go to your brother. Go to him and let him know how you feel, especially if he's in the body of Christ. And if he hear thee, that's when you and him alone. If he hear thee, the word of God say you'll gain your brother. That means you and him will get back in union once again. But if he will not hear thee, take with you another person or two more. Because in the mouth of two or three witnesses with every word may be established. So in other words, that means you bring that person, the other person that was unruly, when you talk to them the first time when they don't want to listen, then you go and you get some other people with you and you take them in and you try to have reasoning with that individual. And if you neglect to hear, that's when you go out and tell it to the church. That means that's when you go talk to the leaders. So in other words, you talk with your brothers and sisters locally, there is no recompense for the other person. They don't want to listen. They don't want to, as a matter of fact, don't even want to talk. They just want to just get unruly. And because you're of the same body, only if this is pertaining to the body of Christ. So if you're out there on the street, then it's going to be handled differently. But this one here is pertaining to the body of Christ. So now it's telling you how you're going to establish after you take yourself and the person does not listen, and then you go with your brother. And they don't want to hear, then you go to the church. I mean, you go to the one in leadership. And if they neglect to hear, let him be unto thee as the heathen. That means you're going to separate. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to talk to him and you're not going to pray with him, but you can't have a close communication. That's the way I take on this. And then we come down to what we always quoted. See, we fail not to go to the above scriptures. So now tonight, the Holy Father wants us to execute in this manner. Amen. So he says, after we did all of the above, this is what he's talking to about trespassing about your brother. So that's why we have to use the word of God in context and just take it and take it piece by piece, precept upon precept and line upon line. So if you're having any problem tonight, especially with church members, go and have a talk. They don't want to listen. Bring two or three. They don't want to listen to that. Then you take it to the congregation, to the pastor, or to the person in leadership, and they don't listen to that, then that's when you have to kind of refrain from that. Then it says, and Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. This is the condition that that part is being met. Once you do all of this, then you can go pray. So I'm thinking that if you have any problem with your brothers and sisters, let's talk to them before you go to the throne room of grace and seek mercy. Because verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose in the earth shall be loose in heaven. Again, I say unto you that if two of you are gathered on earth as touching anything, you see, we fail to understand the above. We're always going into agreement, prayer of agreement, but we never seem to address the above. So it's very important that we address the above tonight. Let's forgive our brothers and sisters. Let's forgive. Let's go before the throne room in that forgiveness and let us ask for mercy. Let us stand together one to another tonight. More than one of us is on the line tonight. It says, touching anything. And if you shall say unto, again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, this is what comes in. When you ask, it shall be done. So what's going on here? I might not be getting answers because I'm not forgiving or not going to my brother because we are in some kind of disagreement. Take it the way you want to take it. But this is what the word of God is saying. So now we are agreeing and we're touching and we're forgiving. Because we're two or three, the Father God is in the midst. Hallelujah, Jesus. And then come Peter said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me? And I forgive him. Seven times? And Jesus answered and said unto him, until seven times. Not unto these seven times, but unto these 70 times seven. So sometimes one of our brothers or sister did us something wrong, and we're not even going by the scriptures. We're so upset. We dropped them right away. We ain't even talking to them. So here, let's forgive each other. Let's go now before the throne room and let's seek mercy. Let's seek God's guidance. Let's seek God everlasting grace and power. Let's see him for who he is. And let's ask him to forgive us from all sins and unrighteousness. Our brothers and sisters sin against us. Let's ask our brother. Let's talk. Let's have a one-on-one. Let's talk. And he does not want to listen, like I said, like based on the word. You go to the next person, one or two, and he doesn't want to listen to you and that one and two. You bring it up to the person in leadership, the person in charge. And if they don't want to listen, that's when other things come in. Read the word of God. Hallelujah. Father, we come before you tonight. Father, we thank you tonight, Father. Father, we repent from all our sins. There's no big, there's no small. All sins spend the same way. So tonight, Father, we come and we bring them before you. We ask you, Father God, to forgive us from all sins and unrighteousness. That way we can come boldly to your throne. And we definitely can seek mercy. And you're a merciful God. You're a God that's more than enough. You're a God that's reign in the heaven and the earth. You're a God. In you we move and we have our being. Oh, mighty God. Certainly, oh God, there is no God beside you. I thank you this night that you reign in the heavens and in the earth. I thank you this night that we come and we bow before you. And we thank you for your presence now. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, I pray that I move myself now behind the cross. And I pray, oh God, that you will come forth and be glorified. We bind up the spirit of confusion and we release the spirit of acceptance and of peace and of joy and of righteousness and the Holy Spirit. Father, we bow now before you and we thank you, Father. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God, that the things that we speak tonight, Father, or we pray tonight in the Spirit. Oh my God. Now you will take it up to your nostrils as a sweet smelling savor. As we pray in the Spirit tonight, and the ones that cannot pray in the Spirit, I pray that they'll intercede in English and they'll take the names and bring it before you, and you will respond. I thank you, Father. I praise you, Father. I worship you, Father. I give you thanks, Father. In the name that is above every single name, hide me now behind your cross. Let your spirit come forth now. Glorify through me, O God. The man may know that you alone is Jehovah and your ways are just and true. Precious Holy Father, as we come now and we bow, let the sweet smelling savor of your essence come now and let us take it in and breathe it in. We inhale. Holy Spirit, your presence tonight. We inhale it now. And we release it in the atmosphere now. Sharamama Mokota. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I hide myself behind the cross. And let you now come forth and breathe through me the essence of life. Breathe through me, Holy Spirit. Breathe through me, Spirit of the Living God. Saturate the phone line with your spirit. Alamoso torica talabusata. Lacosiki dando cotaya de nobus. If you could pray in the spirit, as we are instructed to pray in the spirit tonight, we have never done this before, just to be led by the spirit, just pray in the spirit all night, and then turn around and pray the names of God. Pray the names of God before. But the Father said tonight, he wants us to pray in the Spirit. If you don't know how to pray in the Spirit, pray in your English form. Pull in the heavens. Pull it down. I see the hurt breaking open up. I see the earth saturating with the presence of the Holy Spirit. I see the fire of God extending out of the heavens and coming in your homes. I see that fire. I see that fire. Thursday night when I was online, I was at somebody's house. And tonight I'm at somebody else's house. I'm going off Blues Avenue, and I'm making a left, and I'm going down the street, and I'm at your door, and I'm coming in. And you can feel the presence of the Father right now. Shakura Baba. Shakura Baba. I'm in your house now. I'm in your house now. I'm in your favorite place, your kitchen now. I'm over your dishes when you're washing your dishes. I'm in your bedroom now. I'm in your basement. Your basement was finished. And now you're thinking about remodeling and take out some stuff. I'm in there right now. I'm walking around and I'm touching everything by the Spirit of the Living God. Spirit of the Living God. By the Spirit of the Living God. Use us tonight, God. That we may be able to come into the heavens, God, and we may be able to align ourselves in the heavens tonight, God, and we may be able to saturate, and we may be able to change some things in the spirit realm tonight, God. We come tonight, God. I come tonight, God, a war in the spirit, God, war in the spirit, God, for my sons and my daughters that you give to me, God, the natural and the spiritual, God. Oh, my son over there in Chicago, God. He's located in Pennsylvania, not Chicago, Pennsylvania. One of my spiritual sons, God. Today is his birthday, and I'm in his house right now in the mighty name that is above every single name. Baba. Put your hand up and praise him. I'm in your house, people. Get rid of those stuff in the basement as you want to. And when you start remodeling, just don't get it junk up anymore. Just have it as a place that you can go pray. Let the fire, let the wave of the Holy Spirit comes in. Oh my God, let it comes in. Let it comes in. It's a new beginning. It's a new beginning. It's a new emotion. Wait. I'm all the way in South Carolina and I'm standing on the waves of the sea and I'm commanding the sea to stand still and do not come back to earth. Do not come on earth. I bind up every sea wave that want to come to South Carolina right now. And I say, be still in the name of Jesus. Be still in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is on every single doorpost. Hallelujah. So now I'm supposed to be praying in the spirit. So why am I using the English? Because there's certain times when the Father is going to change, interchange, he's going to change some stuff. It's going to change. You pray, and I'm interceding on Rabakoto. Jesus. 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 Chariots coming from heaven. Chariots are coming out of heaven. Alada. Set your house in order. Set your house in order. I gotta set my house in order. You gotta set your house in order. Nobody knows the day that he coming. The signs and the times are set, said the Lord. Ganamoshiki. Inamosa kalamote. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. I want to open my eyes. Tonight is a night of the prophetic. Don't go anywhere. Stay right there. The Father God is going to hit some houses. Deliverance in your homes tonight. Supernatural deliverance. No. Go, la, mama. Shundalala. Telemosanda. Deliverance, deliverance, deliverance. You're praying for your husband. Deliverance. You're praying for your husband. Receive it. Deliverance in your house. Baba. Take it, take it, take it. There it goes. Take it, Abota. I take it. You take it. I take it. You take it. Yen kende lebo shaka. Yen ke teke tata. Ta teke 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 ka. Ta kata kata ka teke 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 te. Madoko toko toko ta. Take it in the name of Jesus. Take it in the name of Jesus. Ya kata kato koto ko ba ba ba. Kanda kate kete leba kata labo ika labo. Kiki. Lord, I want to open my eyes. I can't even open my eyes. I can't even open my eyes. Oh, la masata. Kishikele. There come a time when you have to go in the hospital. There come a time when the baby's getting ready to be birthed. There come a time when you have to go push it out. And we push tonight, God. We push tonight, God. We push tonight. We are teke teke. Sheko toko toko. Push. 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 Ina. Nia. Push. There it goes. The hour has come, said the Lord. It's your birthing season, said the Lord God of hosts. You're believing God for some people in your family? I sure am. Push. Push for your family. Push for your husband. Push for your wives. Push, wives, push. Husband, push for wives. If you're on the line and if you're listening tomorrow when Kenneth put it up online and you're hearing on the replay, push. Push. Hush, you're almost there. You're almost there. You're almost there. Push. Push. Shatara kotoraba. See you, Uruba. Put your hand on your belly. Put your hand on your belly. There it is. Out. Out. See your baby in the spirit. 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 Take a hold of your sons and your daughter. Take a hold of your sons and your daughter. Take a hold of your sons and your daughter. Get acquainted with your sons and your daughters. holding your baby in your hand. Those are spiritual mature babies that comes out. Those babies are not going to be babies like regular babies. Those babies that come out, they're going to come out like babies that are mature. Oh my God. Those are babies that you've been praying for years. Gosh. Tanya, if you could find any scripture that deals with the threshing floor, you're on a floor, and it's like a water pot, and you're there, and you have the baby. And the midwife comes in with the scripture to the threshing floor. It's in the spirit now. The midwife coming after you have the baby. That threshing floor right now is a place now, right now, is a place of birth. So now she is in there. And she's cleaning you up. She's cleaning you up. Kurama mama. Kele baba baba. Kuramaka. Hey, I'm in prayer right now, so you gotta. Okay. All right. Baba baba. Kola baba baba. Kurama mama mama mama. Kele mama kala baba baba. Kurama mama la baba baba. Kurama mama la baba shota. Kurama mama mama mama. Sikili bushata. Shakuri mama viti. Nayama. Find the scripture. Just come up. Satori baba baba. Fire God is here. Fire God is here. I'm going to go look at Ruth. I'm going to check out Ruth 3, verse 2. And Yanana Kotele Mama Mama Kot. 1 second. Hina nene korida baba laba korida ba. Hina lala mo korida baba labo korida baba. Hine ma kondori da busa. Hina ma korida baba. Put verse 14 and 16 up there also. Verse 14 and 16. God told him, Mama, Mama. Hey, Malamo. Jesus. Jesus. Fire God, come now. So that's what I said here. That's what I said here. And when I look up what the threshing floor means, prepare for grain, useless. So they're doing that in the natural, where they're going out and they're gleaning for weeds and stuff like this. But right now in the spirit. Right now in the spirit, we are gleaming. The nurse in there is cleaning us up. It's coming in and it's reaping everything out of our body. When that baby comes out, it's like the reaping stage of the baby comes out and that baby is being cleansed. That baby's been washed. That baby's been cleaned. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Cleanse and clean and wash us. Let us be fit for your use. Let us be fit for your use. And as the Spirit of God tells us tonight, I am going to pray in the Spirit. Sharamamamokota. Shakula baba 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 sota. Meku shakili libusata. Oh God, we come to you tonight, God. We come tonight. We come tonight with vinegar, with hyssop, washing ourselves as we have our baby. We cleanse ourselves tonight, God. And we come, Lord God, clean before you tonight. Oh la ba 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 ba. Oh la ba ba la ba ba ba. Oh ra ma 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 ko shi ki le ba ba ba. Ko la ba ba shi ki na ma ma ma. Se ke le ba bo ko la ba ba. Mi ando ko la ba ba shi ki la ba. Sando ko la ma. She ke le bo sa ke ta. In ke le bo sa ke le ba ba. We come tonight, God, as a birthing place, God. Oh, we come for you to provide, God, for food, God. Health, Lord. Milk, Lord. We come, Lord. You are our victory. We come, Lord. You are our Jehovah Nisi. Shokolaba. Sherokoti baba. Jehovah Nisi. Kanokolaba. Oh, Shakandale de Bianda. We need our victory tonight. We need victory tonight in our generation, Father, in our family, in our homes. We need to stand in the gap, Lord, for our families and in our homes and in our generation. So we come tonight, our strong tower, Jehovah Rophi, our health. We need help tonight. We need help tonight. We come tonight to intercede, Father. Intercede for your people. Standing in the gap for your people. Calling peace in the neighborhood. Bind the spirit of witchcraft and drive it back out. Every witchcraft spirit that's assigned to the doorpost of our neighborhood. Sharoko miando. Sharoko miamba kori amande kodi mie. Nyakodi matando kolebe kindebe. Inamasho koreba. Shakirere sereba. First. Bakereba sondu koreba e. Kende bakereba satereba e. Rema koteleba. What have you been through? What have you been through? What have you been through this week? What have you been through this week? What have you been through? 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 We come in and we take part. The lining. Oh, the lining on the lies and the deceit. This baby that just come out had to be clean. Had to be cleansed. Had to be washed. So we go right back to that threshing floor, and we lay flat, and the nurses and the doctors are in the room, and they're doing triage because the baby that comes out, oh my God, the baby that comes out is kicking, but they gotta cut the umbilical cord. It have to be cut. It have to be cut from your cord. That baby gotta breathe on its own now. That baby got to breed on its own. So now that that baby comes out, we give this baby back to you, Lord God, in the spirit. Do a quick recovery on this baby, Lord. Nurture this baby, Lord. This is your child, God. This is your child. Intercede for the child, Jesus. Send the Holy Spirit, no, God, to touch that baby in the hospital room, God. That baby just come out of our womb. We just push that baby out, God. We just push that baby out, Lord. The country where I'm from Jamaica. I don't know where you're from, what location are you from, but in Jamaica, when you have, we used to have the stove where we call it the, and it must be the wood stove. Under the bottom of that wood stove, when the wood start burning, when the wood start burning from the top, it drops down to the bottom, and under that bottom come the sun. It's like dust. So there goes this baby comes out. And everything. See, what we're dealing with now, we're not dealing in the flesh. You got to see it in the spirit. You got to see it in the spirit. Because if you don't see it in the spirit, you're not going to catch it. You're not going to get it if you don't. You got to put on your spiritual eyes tonight. You got to take off the natural blinders and put on a, like I said, let me get back what I'm seeing right now in my country. You have the wood stove. You cook on top of the wood stove. Amen. You cook on top of it. Amen. And when you cook on top of it, then come from the wood comes the ashes. And then the ashes fall down onto the bottom part of the stove. And you, as an individual, if you want the stove on the top to start burning again properly, or lining properly to cook your food properly on top of your stove, you got to go in and you got to clean it out. So when you clean it out, you're giving access to the top part of it to breathe better. Yes. And then your food start cooking a little bit better because now it have life better. That's what's going on with these babies that we just birthed out. They're being cleaned out in the spirit. When these babies come out and the doctors are over there cleaning them up, like the coal that we have to clean out, the nasty sud under the bottom to let life comes in, the angels are doing that right now. There is a lot of cleaning up going right now in the spirit. You're going to see changing in your spouse. And spouses mean husband and wives. If you have a boyfriend living in a house, I don't promote boyfriend and girlfriends, but you've been living in sin, so therefore tell you what to do. Go and get it straightened out with the father. Okay? Ask the man or ask the woman, do you want to get married? Because God ain't going to bless no mess. Okay? Do you want to get married? Do you want us to get married? Now, if he said no, what you gonna do? You're gonna have to pray to God. I'm not gonna tell you to leave, but it's between you and him, especially if you have some children. We call them kids, but they're children, really. Okay? Kids are like goats, especially if you have children, all right? But what I'm seeing in the spirit, house of being cleansed, also being clean. It's a supernatural home you're having. See it in the spirit. Put your hand in the spirit. Pull it down out of the heaven. It is already on earth because it's been established. You cannot, when you leave tonight, I'm letting you know, I'm repeating, repeat on, I used to say in Spanish, repeat on usted la palabra. We say it in Spanish. I don't even know what it means because I've been out of school for a long time. But everyone, we used to do Spanish. And she just said, repeat on usted la palabra. That means you're going to speak, you're going to repeat it over and over. Tell you something. When you leave tonight, I'm in the spirit. I'm talking to you in the spirit. When you leave from this call tonight, do not go around griping. My daughter Trisha used to say to me, no man want a drippy faucet. The same thing goes for your kids. Do not nag them. Do not bug them. What you are going to do from tonight, you are going to pray. And you're going to thank God for tonight. Let me tell you what time. You need to be doing a documentation. It's 8:14 Eastern time. That's it for me. And if you're listening on the recording tomorrow, you document the time that you listen. But at this time, it's 8:14. And today is October the 2nd, 2023. From this day forward, put your hands up, and no matter what it might look like, speak life. Why? Because you have just produced life out of your belly. Whether you like it or not, wherever your location is, that's where you were. You just give a baby. You just had, maybe you had a couple of babies. You got to see it. You got to take your baby now. You got to hold your baby. And you got to make acquaintance with that baby. You got to get to know that baby. So every morning, you got to give the baby a name. Whoever you are praying for, whatever you're praying for, call it by name. Call it out. This is prophetic. Somebody called me today and gave me a supernatural testimony. They're not online tonight. But we discussed something way back. And because of the teachings that they are getting, not from me, but from the Holy Spirit, they were able to use these information that coming from out of my body to them, to the Holy Spirit, because it's not me. This is not the work of a man, but this is the strategic work of the Holy Spirit. Men cannot do this. What the Father called me to do, he called me in the prophetic realm. So when I'm ministering, I minister by the Spirit. I minister, and the Father will take me into places and show me things and show me people. I could be in your house and I don't have to be in your location. Because what are we? We are spiritual people. And God is looking for a people, a person, a thing that he can use. You see, God is a spirit, and those that worship him, you got to go find that scripture. I'm teaching you to find the scriptures for yourself, because I have to go do the same thing, because you are all ministers. When you look into Mark 16, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, and these signs shall follow them that believe. What kind of signs going to follow you? You got to know the scripture for yourself. I'm telling you tonight, the Holy Ghost told me, pray in the spirit and use the name of God. And that's what I'm doing. So I can't even open my eyes too long because I am in the spirit, and I'm really, really traveling in the spirit, and I'm talking to you by the spirit, and I'm moving strategically by the spirit, and I'm talking to you by the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. And I'm interceding, and I'm in your home, and I could tell you what location. I could even give you addresses, but I'm not going to do that. So now, listen, from this day forward, it was 8:14, I think it was. Whatever time I did say, you should write it down. I don't remember. You don't need to be griping anymore. You don't need to be arguing with folks anymore. You should be moving around as kings and queens, because that's who you are. You shouldn't be sitting back and taking no trash and no garbage from anybody. Because you should be empowered for greatness, because that's who you are. You were born and raised for kingdom business. Yes, we went and we got some humps and some bumps along the road. But tonight is the night. You have not only birthed babies into the kingdom, you have birthed yourself in the kingdom of God. Try to see if you got that one, if you catch that one. You not only birthed babies out of your womb, but you also in turn birthed yourself into God's kingdom. Do you understand that? I better understand that myself because I have to go back tomorrow and listen to the tape whenever it's been put up. Tomorrow we're leaving to go somewhere. I don't even know what time I'm only gonna put this tape up. But it might be up. You might be able to hear it by Wednesday. And Wednesday I have an appointment too. You'll be able to hear it throughout the week, okay? Just listen to it. Because Kenneth is a person, he's very diligent. He's a man of order. So he will get it up. He will get it up in there for you. But I want to stay in the spirit. I don't want to giligoshi and lippy lappy. I just want to be able to minister in the spirit, by the spirit, from the Holy Spirit, that both of us, all of us, can hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us, the church, today. Now, what did I see and what am I seeing? I see an abundance of rain. Glory to God. I see it flushing from out of the water. And remember how you had your threshing floor? You remember that? We said we were in the hospital and the nurse and the doctor comes in and clean us up. I see that water, that burst of water coming not only on you, but in your home, on your generation. And remember we talked about our Jerusalem, our Judea. You remember we talked about that one long time? In the outermost part of the earth. Oh my God. You are going to see changes. A double portion of his anointing has been released tonight. And I'm so glad I did not cancel tonight. I am so glad. Because you know what? I was supposed to go somewhere and I could have gotten it. I might have to cancel. And then I got up and then I started sneezing. And all of a sudden, when I canceled where I was supposed to go, the sneezing stopped. So that simply means God have this all planned for us. I am in a zone. I'm telling you. I don't know if you could feel it, but I feel the fire of God. And Sonia, in that chat box, I want you to put the fire. I want you to put nine fire in there. That represents the fire of the Holy Spirit. I am a Koshima. Let me see what Isaiah Shakonima. Lord, I thank you for your presence. Lord, I thank you for your blood. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I really, really thank you. You are an awesome God. You're God that generate the waters and the seas and the heavens and the earth. You're the God that know how to create kingdom, and in you I move. You, Mama, say me, remain shakuni mas nani daya. Nikish the most, the men, the most, the mash, the kiss, the Prince of Peace. Shimosta, Sherosta, Jehovah Shalom, Makosh Demande, Jehovah Shalom. You have come in the flesh. Unto us a child is born. The government shall be upon his shoulder. He shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, of the increase of government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon the kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment. Ayananano. Nandele tondo kotaye. Rema koshi ke la bande le dende le da. Remange le desti ke lembos da la de kotande le bosta. Ruda maste ke sto boste ke ste baste. I ramango shokota. I nakande sheke. La makondo kalaba. Ye ke sheke la. Ma roman kala. Ye ke ste laba. Ramanga kalaboste. Adamoste. I am reading from Isaiah first 9. Birda bostad Isaiah 9. Okosteleba. And I did. I read. Abostekelebaste. Yekendelebaste. I read from 6 Akondo to verse 7. Yetelebosta Kuramande. And then Abosate. Lakestelebosta. Inakostek. Inaboste. Eta kala. Ru suggested. Oh, Rabasta, inekote, inamonde, remango, la babande, Jesse, yaboste, wo tekele out of her belly, Lord, Sherod Abasete, Spirit of the Living God, Ende, Lamoste, Maloste, Yekeste, Boste, Lacoste, La Bosta, Mia, Nana. Wisdom and understanding shall be upon your shoulder. The spirit of counsel and of might, the spirit of knowledge, Wakate, La Bosate, Kinate, Kilete, understanding, Lacoste. The fear of the Lord shall upon him, Akote, Laboste, Makonde, Laboste, righteous judge, Yekende, Yemango, Selekite, Yemenge, Salakota, Yemengero, Talarabuike, Yemengola, Father God, I give you worship and I give you praise. I give you worship and I give you praise. I give you worship and I give you praise, oh God. You have anointed us to preach. You have anointed us to preach. Preach the set the captive free out of their prison that are bound. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Jehovah Shalom, Prince of Peace. Adonai, Adonai, oh Makote, you own us. You own us. You are our God, and we say you are our God. Abba Santa, you sanctify us. Oh, my case, the Jehovah Nisi, my victory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Father. Yes, Son. Yes, Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Put your hand on your belly now. Put your hand on your belly now. Put your hand on your belly now. Oh, namaye yamakota. Nananine no kote. Nakatelebo sakalaba. Nanano nakate. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm finished now. In the mighty name of Jesus, hear this out. Hear this out. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the comforter which comes, which is the Holy Ghost, which has been sent. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that you teach us all things. We thank you that your presence was here tonight. We thank you that you have set us up for greatness. We thank you that you teach us all things. I thank you that you're a Prince of Peace. I thank you that when we need to remember, you're going to bring it back to our remembrance. And if we don't have anything in there, we can't remember. But God, I thank you that you're going to run us to the word. You're going to let us minister the word to us through your word. You're going to let us declare that death and life is in the power of the tongue. You're going to declare that there's life in the word of God. You're going to let us declare now that the fire of the Holy Ghost is coming down. It's going to ignite. You're going to let us know that we're not going to be drippy faucet. You're going to let us know that we're going to thank you for the tonight. We're going to say we burnt those babies out in the kingdom, no matter what they may look like, what they may act like, what they may be doing like, we remember tonight. Father, now I bow and I come and I lift up my cup and I say, my cup is overflowing. In this cup, I present back to you your word. And your word will not return unto you void. No, it will not. You are not a man that you should lie. Every single word that comes out of our mouths tonight will accomplish what it has sent to do. And today, I was ministering to someone, and I gave them the scripture, and I'm going to give it to you. Let me go into my word here. Pasto Binge Shango Amakunde. Ah, Lord God, I pray for our nation. I pray for our nation of America. Lift up America tonight, God. Lord, let there be peace. Surely there is an end. And the expectation is now. Yes. And we will not be cut off. And we should find that in Proverbs 23:18. Whatever you're going through tonight, surely there is an end. Proverbs 23:18. Proverbs 23:18. God is good. God is great. We will thank him every single day for his grace. His grace is to shift in the back to the Bashekinda. His grace is sufficient for us. The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God. For the pulling down of all strongholds. Shara mama mama. Yikiri da ba 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 ba. Hita ba 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 ba. For the weapons of all warfare, they're not going on. Oh, glory to God. We're going to cast on every single everything, Lord God. That's not of you, God. And we're going to bring everything. It says we're going to bring everything, Father, to you. And we're going to bring them into captivity. They are bound. So let's read the scripture back to you, Father. For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they are mighty through God. For pulling down strongholds. We're not going to no strongholds tonight, because you know what? We took authority over that bad boy. We are casting on every single imagination. You know what? We ain't worried about nothing. So what? The Bible said death and life is in the power of the tongue. It says appointed for man wants to die under judgment. We're not scared for any kind of evil. We're gonna stand in the air and we're gonna say, back down, devil, back off. You are defeated. We see it in, oh my God, in Colossians 2, starting from 15 all the way down. We see it. Jesus make a show if you open, so back off. And you know what? Matthew 16, 18, 19, he said he gave us the keys to the kingdom. Matthew 16, 19, he gave us the keys to the kingdom. What keys do you have? When you got kicked out of heaven, we got the keys to the kingdom. We got to take authority and stand up and stop acting like we don't have no sense. Hey, casting down, casting down. We're in the New King James Version. It says argument. What enemy trial? What kind of argument is he bringing? Cast it down. And every I thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bring it into captivity. That means you got to bring it into captivity. You have the right. Let me tell you something. Let's say, Father, thank you. Thank you that we have rights. Thank you that we execute our rights. Thank you that no matter what, the enemy has no power and no authority. Thank you that no weapons that form against us shall prosper. Thank you that every tongue that rise up against us in judgment that shall be condemned. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, that whatever is mine, they got to take their hands off of it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. When I go into the classroom, those children have to be subjected to my voice. Thank you, thank you, thank you. When I minister, they got to listen. When I talk, they have to listen. In my house, they have to listen. On the street, when I go, people say, what's wrong with you? How you look so different? What's the matter? He says, Jesus. So now we bow our heads. And if you want to do communion every single day, you should get yourself some communion, and you should start taking your own communion. Find your scriptures where Jesus took communion before he leave the earth with his disciples. And you know what? Those disciples were, I would say they had no faith because, but Jesus said, you know what? Handle me. Don't touch 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 me. Guess what? I'm here. We're going to have the Lord's Supper. I'm going to leave you all. I'm going to give you all my keys. Y'all going to do my work. You're going to go preach the gospel. Signs going to follow. You don't have to follow signs. Well, we're 7 minutes over, so guess what? The ones that are doing the fasting, I'll send the information out to you. I'll try to get it out to you as soon as possible because I have some busy moments. Tomorrow I'll be gone. I'll let you know if I'm gonna be online on Thursday, this Thursday coming, because it's the first of the month. I'll let you know. Because I'll be traveling next week. As a matter of fact, I'll be traveling this Saturday. Pray for the upcoming meeting. We have an upcoming meeting that's coming up on the 28th in Connecticut. Pray for that. I urge you to bring out your grandkids, your children, bring them to the meeting because I'm instructed by the Holy Spirit to pray for those young ones. And that's what I will be doing. Bring your children out. I will be anointing them with oil and I'll be praying for them and release them to go to their schools. Normally, when I'm in Connecticut, we used to do it before school opened. But this time around, the father told me, that was yesterday, that he wants me to pray for the younger generation. So take your babies, take your children, take any ones you want, tell your neighbors, any single person that need a touch from the Holy Spirit, bring them that night, October the 28th at 6 o'clock in West Hartford, Connecticut. Pray for my husband and I. Pray for the person that all everybody that works for the Holy Tabernacle. Lift up Sonia and Kenneth and myself and the team. We have a fire starter. Lift up the people that's fire starters because we're going to have prayer. I have to talk to them in regards to that. And we're coming with the fire. Oh boy, I am ready. And we say in Jamaica, lick down. It's going to be some lick down. God is going to do some exploits. So go tell it on the mountain. Go tell your neighbors and your friends. I really do love you and I thank you for everything that you have done. The finances are coming in. And we're able to do what we need to do because you know we have to travel. And God is really opening doors. Thank you so much. I will tell you what I'm going to be doing in the future. God is opening doors. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen when I come back and how we're going to be executing in the future. I love you so much. May God watch over you. May God keep you. May you feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. Whenever you lift your hands, I pray that you could feel him. Whenever you put your hands down, I so pray that you could feel him. He is right next to you. He is living inside of you. He's around you, on top of you. Everywhere that you go, he's with you. Embrace him. I love you. God bless you. Make his face shine upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I love you. I love you. I love you. God bless you guys. Have a great
Bless
night.
you. You too.
I love you.